Kelim Chel 16 Mishnah 3, carrying on from the last Mishnah, Aknonin Aktanim, small bowl-shaped wickerwork baskets, Vaklasos, and also hand baskets, which were small baskets carried by women, Mishayachsom Vikanev, the same as the last Mishnah, when they are hemmed and trimmed, then they will be susceptible to impurity. Aknonim Hagadolim, larger baskets, Vasugin Hagadolim, and also large bulk baskets which were used for storage. So, for example, millers would store grain in these baskets. Mishyashis Shnei Durim Lerachov Shelahem, when he weaves two rounds for their width. So the way they would make these baskets is they would take like one piece of, let's say, rope or hemp or whatever it was made from, and they would start and they would go round and round and round and round and make the base, right? They would go round in circles with each one getting bigger, you know, obviously each round getting slightly bigger. When the base was finished, then they carried on going round. They started building the walls. So they would go around the outside and build one up. And that would be the first level of the wall, and then they would go around again this and build another one up, and that would be the second round of the wall. Two rounds up from the base, says the Mishnah. That's enough for the basket to be usable and therefore susceptible to impurity. Yam Nafa Ukfara, if we've got a sifter or a sieve, the Kafshel Moznaim, and also a balancing scale. So these things, what they made for them was wickerwork baskets. Right, and then they would sift or sieve with inside the basket, or they would put the balanced scales inside these baskets, and it would catch, let's say, a flour that was, you know, falling out, overflowing. Mishiyasa dur echad lerachov shelahem. So these things, only if there's one round, one up from the base, that would be enough, because that would be enough to catch the flour, whatever was going on over there, and therefore it was already usable in that format, and therefore the basket would be susceptible to impurity. A kupa shiyase shtet siporis lerachov shelah. A kupa, which is a storage basket, when he makes two circles for its width. So yeah, when it went up two on the wall, two rounds, then that would be susceptible to impurity. And the reason he uses here the different language of circles is because here it wasn't like one rope that went round and round and round, but he would actually make, for the base, let's say, he would make concentric circles with each circle being slightly bigger than the one before it, and he would put the one inside the other, and he would sew them all together, and then for the walls, he would put a circle on top of the base, and sew it there, and then another circle on top of that, and sew it there. So when he's gone up two circles, that would be enough for it to be usable. The ha'arek, and also the last case, a rush basket. So there, mishyasabot sfira achas. So too, when he goes up one circle, that would make it already usable, and therefore susceptible to impurity.